Welcome, everyone. This is P. Valerie Dauphin, the dancing life coach and founder of FeelGoodKickAss.com. Thank you for joining me on today's call. Not enough time, my ass, aka how to create more time than you think you have. So I have a question for you. Why doesn't there ever seem to be enough time to do everything? Do you say this to yourself more times than you'd like? Could you use more time in your day, your week, or your month? What would you do if you had 5 more hours in your day, or even just 1 extra hour? So many of us are ridiculously busy, and we claim that not having enough time is the reason why we don't get to do all the important things we set out to do in our day, our year, and even our lifetime. And then we feel bad about it. We feel guilty, that guilt sets in, it lingers, sometimes our sleep suffers, and we stop progressing on the goals that we really want to achieve. Can you relate to any of this? My intention for today's call is for you to leave feeling more confident about how you are using your time. We're going to get to the bottom of why you don't have enough time to do the things that matter to you, and subsequently, what to do about it. You'll get the most out of this call if you have paper and pen handy, or better yet, your journal, because I'm going to take you through some writing exercises. But if you're not in a position to write, that's okay, because I will make a recording available. Now, before we dive into the content, I'll start by sharing just a little about who I am. Once again, my name is P. Valerie Dauphin, but I just go by Valerie. And as the dancing life coach, I specialize in helping busy entrepreneurial and artistic women build confidence using dance and life coaching to realize their personal and professional dreams. I'm a certified dream coach, I'm a dancer, and also a Zumba instructor, and I teach multiple dance fitness classes here in Los Angeles. I've been a student and practitioner of personal development techniques and spirituality for over 20 years and have given workshops surrounding personal success topics like self-care, stress relief, and building confidence. The meat and potatoes of my messaging is this. It's about the nexus of confidence, living your dreams, and using movement and the power of our bodies to steer our lives in the direction we want to go. So I decided to do this call because as I worked with women in coaching sessions, I found a recurring theme in the main issues they were having. They said they didn't have enough time or were procrastinating time issues, but something else was going on underneath the surface, making the issue really not being about time. So today, I'm going to do what I can to help you build your confidence around the hot button issue of time. So first, let's take a moment and talk about confidence. When it comes to pursuing your dream life and living successfully, confidence is key. Confidence is a crucial piece of the foundation that keeps you in action towards what you want. Without confidence, without that trust in yourself and in your abilities, you don't move forward. You don't believe what you want is possible. So therefore, it's vital to keep your confidence meter at healthy levels. Now, how do you think feeling like crap about how you spend your time affects your confidence levels?
It doesn't affect it very well. It's not doing too good.
But fortunately, many solutions exist, one of which I'm sharing with you today. A lot of you are going to learn everything you need during the call today to feel more confident about your time and subsequently devote your time to those things that really matter to you. But for those of you hungry for more, later on, I'll be sure to share the details about how you and I can hone in on your specific challenges and create even more impactful changes in your life. Now let's dive in. I'd like to guide you first in a centering exercise. Now, if you're driving, please keep your attention on the road. If you are in a position to stand, however, then please do so now. Please place your feet shoulder-width apart, with a slight bend in your knees. Your hands are relaxed and placed naturally down at your sides. Your shoulders are rolled back and down. Your chest is lifted. Please close your eyes. Now raise your arms to make your arms in line with your shoulders so that if you were looking at yourself in the mirror, you would look like the letter T for tango. Now rotate your hands so your palms are facing forward. Now extend your chest out and forward. You'll feel a slight stretch in that big muscle of your chest called the pectoralis major. And with this open posture, I invite you to take 4 or 5 deep breaths in and out. And set the intention to be open to receiving the information that is most valuable for your life during this call. We're working here with your physical body to align with your mental body. Take a couple more breaths. When you're ready, open your eyes and go back to sitting or whatever posture is comfortable for you to participate in the rest of this call. If you're driving, keep driving or pull over to participate in the call. Now, imagine for a moment never again feeling pressure from yourself about the things you did or didn't get to on your to-do list. Or imagine, maybe if never again is too far out there, imagine not feeling that kind of pressure as often as you do now. Maybe it happens every once in a while. Now imagine actually accomplishing most, if not all, of your most important goals on a regular basis. Imagine feeling A-okay if and when you don't get to do everything you set out to do in the day. Imagine the space that opens in your mind and your heart as a result of the confidence you feel about your schedule. Imagine feeling a sense of assuredness, knowing that your schedule is dictated by your purpose and that you run your schedule. You run your schedule, not the other way around. You rest when it's time to rest, and you take action when it's time to action, without feeling guilty. Now, let's go back to what specifically brought you to register for this call. If you had, let's say, 5 more hours in your week, do you think that you'd finally tackle some of the important, soul-fulfilling, dream-achieving items on your list or on your vision board? You know, those things you say you really need to and really want to do. Like perhaps get better sleep or sleep more or finally sit down and write that book. Or develop a consistent physical fitness regimen that happens more than every once in a while. Well, listen up. I would challenge that not much would change if you had more time. Hear me out. Time is like money. We think we wouldn't struggle with some or many of the things we do if we had more of either. But even if adding more time or more money into the mix seems to have given us more of what we want at the onset, it doesn't seem to last. Perfect example, and I know you've heard this. Why do so many lottery winners go broke or end worse off financially a few years after they acquire what they believed would be the solution for every problem they had in their life? Why? Because the issue is not with the commodity itself. The issue is with the behind-the-scenes stuff running the show. It's with the mindset, the beliefs, the spiritual unease. If you work with your mindset, uncovering what's actually there and work with that, then your efforts of restructuring your time will bear more fruit. And you will most likely discover that you already have all the time you need. Now I'm going to guide you through a series of questions I facilitated at a workshop about time and exercise. The workshop presented a solution to the popular excuse people give as to why they don't exercise regularly. They're too busy. In other words, they don't have enough time. The premise behind that workshop and the premise behind this call are the same. If you're not investing the time and energy into something you say is important to you, then you have to first and foremost get down and dirty honest with yourself. Is it really as important to you as you say it is? Or is there another block in the form of an unknown strategy or a belief getting in the way of you investing the time and energy into that thing that you say is so important to you. I'll give you a specific example. I had quit my full-time job to increase my quality of life and to devote my time to actually doing the things I wanted to be doing, including building my business. I'd been saying that one of the reasons why I wasn't making as much traction in my business is because I was spending so much time at my full-time job. But guess what? Within 2 weeks of no longer having that job, I was actually accomplishing about the same and sometimes less in my business than I was as a full-time employee. So this was an opportunity for me to get real with myself. What was really going on? After going through a similar process that I'm about to take you through, I discovered what was behind my inaction. And it had nothing to do with time. It had to do with the fact that I was scared. It had to do with the fact that I needed to give myself time and space to grieve the years that I had lost working for other people in industries and doing work that I was not passionate about. I needed to take care of my emotional and mental self-care from having undergone such a huge transition from being in a full-time job to being an entrepreneur. Truth was, I needed to give myself space to heal emotionally and spiritually. So here's the conclusion. Even with a heck of a lot more time on my hands, getting clients, working on my business was actually not as high on my priority list as nurturing myself was. So, with this newfound realization, I gave myself permission to take care of myself in the way that I needed rather than beat myself up or muscle through the myriad of actions I thought I needed to take for my business. And as I went through the healing process, I naturally found myself emerging and taking more consistent business-centered actions. So then the business became higher on the priority list. However, I couldn't kid myself. Time was not the real issue. My mindset, my emotions were. So, are you kidding yourself? Is there something deeper going on than just needing extra hours in your day? Let's find out. I've designed this for you to discover what you really think and how you really feel about the thing or area in your life you say is important to you, but you just don't seem to have enough time to devote that consistent energy. Please take a moment now to identify what that time issue is. Here are some examples. I don't have enough time to get enough sleep. I don't have enough time for me time. I don't have enough time to write my book. I don't have enough time to exercise 4 days a week. I don't have enough time to hang out with friends regularly. There's just not enough time to work on my business. These are just some examples. So now I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and I invite you to write down the questions and your answers. If you're listening to the recording, you have opportunities to pause and resume. Now, I usually like to give at least 3 to 5 minutes for workshop participants to write down their responses. So I'll tell you when it's time to press pause if you are listening to the recording of this. Now, in terms of the writing, I am a big advocate of stream of consciousness writing to get at the core of underlying issues. It's when you don't think too hard about the responses. You just put pen to paper or fingers to keyboard and you unleash the mind. You just write and write and write without stopping. You don't even stop to correct punctuation at times. You're tapping into the behind-the-scenes programming by keeping the flow in your writing. Some folks also find it helpful to write with their non-dominant hand. It's your choice, but just let the words flow. So, step one in creating more time than you think you have to do what's important to you is this. You gotta evaluate importance. You gotta find out, does this goal or activity even actually matter to you? Did you inherit this goal from someone else? Or maybe it used to be important to you at one time, but it actually isn't now. So here are the series of questions to do some writing on. What's your why? In other words, why do you want to do this activity? Why is this important to you? What do you want to achieve as a result of doing this activity on a regular basis. It's important to set that timer and just let it go, because it's very easy to write a surface level answer. But when you're kind of forced or encouraged to keep writing and keep writing, you get to peel the layers as if you're peeling the layers off of an onion and getting closer and closer to the core of what's actually going on. So the questions once again, what's your why? Why do you want to do this thing? Why is this important to you? What do you want to achieve as a result of doing this activity on a regular basis? If you're listening to the recording, now's the time to pause, set your timer for 5 minutes, and get to writing. All right, I'm assuming now that writing is complete. Let's go to step two. Now, step two is to uncover your beliefs. So here's the question. This is the question for you to do some writing on. What do you currently think about this activity you say is important to you? And I'll give you an example. Let's say your challenging action is exercising regularly. This is an opportunity for you to ask yourself, what do I currently believe about exercise? You would set your timer and you just write on that question. A stream of consciousness might reveal something along the lines of this. I intellectually know that exercise is important and necessary in order to get the body I want. The truth is, though, I don't really like most forms of exercise. And I'm actually kind of resentful about this whole standard of beauty men and women have to ascribe to. But I guess it's a necessary evil. So, that was your example. Set your timer for 5 minutes and get to writing. Okay, I'm going to assume that you have completed step two. So now, let's check this out. If your step one answer revealed that exercising is actually really important to you because it fulfills a bigger mission, but yet your step two writing revealed that you actually have some resentment about exercising, guess what? You may have just found your source of self-sabotage, and now you're able to seek steps to change this belief. You know, actually do something about this. You may be able to talk to your therapist, you can hire a professional coach, or you can just straight up enlist the help from your loved ones to help you get clear, change some things, and align your behind-the-scenes mindset with your goals. For some people, taking the time to answer the step one and step two questions will be all that they need to reprioritize, shift some things around, and actually do what they say is important to them. Or they discover that the issue they were having has lost its level of importance. I actually had that happen to me. For many years, I was pursuing fluency in French. Then I reached a point in 2008 where I found I actually just stopped committing the energy and time to attaining that fluency. And I was feeling bad about it because I supposedly really wanted to achieve this fluency. Then I got real with myself. I went through step one, and I discovered that I just didn't care for fluency as much as I did when I was younger. I was actually not willing to go through the consistent practice to achieve fluency. So I gave myself permission to let it go. I let go of that French fluency goal and freed up my energy for other things that I was actually committed to taking action on. I stopped feeling guilty for not practicing French anymore. Now, this letting go process is a game changer and a life giver. This process may reveal that you have been going through the motions or have been keeping up at certain things that have downright lost their importance to you. Whew. Now just take a moment to breathe. Really feel what all this information feels like in your body. Feel all the realizations you've just made. Where are you tapping into certain sensations? And emotionally, what are you feeling? You might be feeling relief, apathy, confusion, concerned, unsettled, or any other string of emotions. Just know this, it's all good. Whatever you're feeling right now, in this moment, is perfectly divine and perfectly okay. And with that being said, I now invite you to stand and just shake it all out. Literally, I'm inviting you to shake it. A full body shake. You know, envision seeing a 10-year-old child just not having a tantrum, but kind of just doing a little whole body wiggle, a whole body shake. I actually employ this in my dance fitness classes. Whenever I feel like the energy may be getting a little too tight or there's a lot that just wants to be released, I invite my participants, I also do this in workshops too, to shake it out. Just like literally let the whole body shake and get some verbalizing in there. Just let it out. A full body release. A full body release is a wonderful gift that you can give to yourself. And when you're complete with that full body shake, I invite you to get back to sitting or whatever other comfortable position for you to participate in the rest of this call, because I've got one other step in this create more time process that I'd like to cover with you. But before that, I want to take a few minutes to share with you something. Let's say you did the step one and the step two exercises, and you confirm the activity or goal that you want to be doing more consistently is important to you, but you also uncover that you have a sabotaging belief or mindset. Shit, now what? I don't want to leave you hanging, so I'm offering a complimentary 30-minute strategy session with me where you and I get to dive deep and get specific. Yes, I'm even offering this on the recording, whenever you're listening to this. I want to find out how I can really serve you. I want to hear what you are struggling with, and I want to be able to offer a tailored solution just for you. If you've reached the breaking point and you are tired of figuring things out for yourself, then I invite you to have a 30-minute conversation with me. You have absolutely nothing to lose and potentially a lot of insight to gain. You can book your strategy session with me at www.feelgoodkickass.com/book-your-appointment. You know, whatever time of year that you're listening to this call, it could be the end of the year. So maybe you're thinking about how this current year is for you and thinking about what you want to create for the following year. Or maybe it's the end of quarter one and you're looking at the next 9 months of the year. Take some time in this moment to evaluate. Do you want to have a schedule that is representative of your best life? Is your current schedule really representative of your best life? Or are you willing to sacrifice another year, another 9 months, another 6 months, or another month being run by other people's agendas and deadlines? I look forward to the possibility of helping you experience a schedule designed from a powerful, purpose-driven place. To do that, all you got to do is go to www.feelgoodkickass.com/book-your-appointment and take the next step in designing your dream life. Don't think about it, just do it. Okay, so let's continue with the final step in the create more time process. Let's just do a quick recap. Steps one and two were centered around your current mindset. Step one, you evaluated the importance of this activity. Step two, we uncovered what you really believe about this activity. Now, step three is about going through a mind shift or a shift in your perspective. Now, step three is actually ridiculously simple and incredibly powerful. And that step is this: choose your words about how you spend your time. Whenever you find yourself feeling powerless and going down the time scarcity rabbit hole of despair, replace the statement, "I don't have enough time," with, "I am choosing to do this," or, "I am choosing not to do that." I cannot tell you how many times I have used this technique whenever I felt flustered with my own scheduling challenges. I may be in the middle of a packed day of appointments that I don't really want to be going to, but I won't be able to dive into that thing that I really want to do until later in the evening. Now, instead of going through the motions of the other appointments, being all resentful and whatnot, I remember to say from a position of power and strength, I am choosing to go to these appointments. Sometimes I'll state the reasons why I'm making those choices. And then when I remind myself of this choice that I am enacting, something happens in my body. I feel a sense of fortitude. I feel my posture start to rise. Because the truth is this, you are always choosing, even when it feels like you're not. And within seconds of remembering that whatever you are doing or not doing is your choice, watch the victim-like feeling subside and watch how you are better able to move forward with a clearer head and better spirits with whatever activity is at hand. So that's it. Steps 1, 2, and 3. Mindset, mind shift, and choice. My hope for you is that you feel more confident about your time. My hope for you is that you have clarity about what comes next, whether it's time to eliminate an activity altogether or recommit to another activity. If any part of you feels like you need more and you are ready to take the next step, take advantage of my 30-minute strategy session offer. Go to feelgoodkickass.com/book-your-appointment and let's dive into creating an even more remarkable reality. Thank you for hopping on this call, and cheers to creating more time than you think you have. I know you can do it. Till next time, feel good and kick some major ass.